Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to episode 106 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location from Tully's Shocktoberfest from Tully's Farm. Unfortunately, we missed this event last year, so we are very, very excited to be returning for 2018. It's an absolute monster of an attraction. It has seven scare mazes, one hot horror hayride, and an actual sit-down Circus of Horrors show as well. Not many places in the UK do proper sit-down in a tent or in a theatre style shows, so it's awesome to see such a vast one as well. A 500 seater big top they've got here at Tully's Shocktoberfest. They've got loads of attractions, like I say, seven mazes, and two of them have been extended for this year as well. So without further ado, let's take you to the other night where myself and Hannah, we met Sean the Boy Wonder as well. We were all there at Tully's Shocktoberfest.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello guys, welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. It is myself and Hannah and we are here at the world famous Tully's Shocktoberfest for another year of scares. Hannah, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I didn't come to Tully's last year, so I haven't been for a while, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, we unfortunately missed last year, so we're very excited to get back. We've just come in, there's live music, and wow, there is a woman on stilts that looks terrifying. Wow. So, they've got loads of attractions here. We can actually take you in for a couple of them. But yeah, there's plenty of attractions. So let's see what we've got. We have got the Cellar returning again. I know it's got a little bit of a different route here this year. It's a little bit longer. We've got Clowns. We've got the Chop Stop Shop, which has lots and lots of chainsaws. Hannah, Chainsaws Chop Shop, you going to go in?
Well, obviously I'm going to go in. I never say no, but yeah, chainsaws terrify me, and I think with good reason.
Yeah, very much so. Then we've got the Colony, which is always looking absolutely beautiful. Hayride is back again, as well as the Creepy Cottage. We've got Coven as well, and then we've got 51XI, which is the Element maze. Then we've got the Circus of Horrors live here as well. So you've got those nine different attractions that you can do here at Tully's Shocktoberfest. I can see fire everywhere. I can see nurses. I can see loads of street things. Tully's, it's one of the leaders in the industry, 100%. So I think we're going to go over to our new first attraction. So let's go over and see what we're going to do first. Okay then guys, so the first attraction we are going to do here at Tully's Shocktoberfest is the Haunted Hollywood Hayride. Hannah, it's probably the best hayride in the UK, surely.
It's my absolute favourite hayride. We've been on a few and there are nothing like this and I absolutely love it and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we are actually allowed to take you on for the ride on this one. There's two attractions here that they're letting us do a little bit of audio and visual for. So if you want to see a bit of visual as well, head over to our scare cam, which is youtube.com/scaretrack. Right, let's go on.
This old film studio has been closed for a long time. So before we start rolling, here's some things you need to know. Keep all your costumes and props safe and close to you. And keep your hands inside the studio cart. We wouldn't want any fingers to go missing now, would we? Keep seated at all times on set. If your head's sticking out, someone might shout, cut! No flash photography. The actors in here only allow you to photograph them on their good side. And you don't want to see their bad side. Let alone their ugly side.
trailer. But that guy's gone on the trailer.
Just what I've been waiting for.
Right then, guys, so we have just got off the Horrorwood Hayride. I absolutely love that. Lots of fire, lots of pyro. What I really like is the fact that there's a different sort of theme tune, different music for each set you sort of see. The actors on there are great. They're not scared to get up close and personal up on a moving trailer ride. Hannah, did you enjoy that?
I really, really enjoyed it. Obviously, I didn't do it last year, so I'm not sure what changes were for this year or last year, but I really loved a couple of the new scenes and, yeah, a couple of great scares in there.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely one of the best hayrides I think we've ever done. The sheer length of it as well. It's not intense, but it's not simple or easy either. They're quite in your face. They're quite scary. They're not scared to get up close to you, like I say, even on a moving trailer. So, yeah, absolutely loved Horrorwood Hayride. Really, really awesome. And like you said, there's a few snippets of that over on Scarecam. We don't want to put too much over on Scarecam. It's just more of just a general sort of atmosphere of the evening over on our YouTube channel. But, yeah, there's a few clips on there if you want to check it out. All right, Hannah, I think we're going to go and meet up with a good friend of ours.
Ooh.
And we can get him on the show. Bear me 1 second, we'll go and see him. We've been selected to do something by the scary man.
With chainsaws.
With chainsaws. Whoa! Right, we just got totally terrorised in a cage with smoke by some guys with chainsaws, and Hannah's weed herself. Are you okay?
Only a tiny bit.
Oh gosh, that was different.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, that was incredible though.
I don't know if you heard, but you'll maybe see a little bit on Scarecam. I'm not sure what we got, but some men in sort of gas masks came up to us holding this sign, and it was like, you've been randomly selected for testing or a screening or something, don't say yes if you have these, like a bit of a safety warning. And it was like, do you say yes? So obviously we said yes. And we got locked in a cage with some heavy smoke and some chainsaws.
That was incredible.
I'm not sure.
Right, let's go and find Shawnee Boy. The Boy Wonder is here, so we're going to meet up with our Sean. And then we're going to go and do some more mazes. Let's go. So we have met up with the Boy Wonder, Sean. Sean, hello.
Oh my God, this is the first time this year I've I feel like I've been with you and done a podcast.
Yeah, except for, like, I mean, you were at our wedding, but there was no podcast there.
Yeah, there was no podcast there.
So Sean's managed to get here. He's missed one attraction, but he's going to do the Haunted Hayride later. Yeah. So we are now here for our first attraction with Sean, the Colony. I love the Colony. It looks very, very pretty. Do you like it?
Yes, I think haven't they changed it this year? What's the new name?
I'm not too sure. Yeah, because obviously all attractions, it's a Colony, but they sort of added to it. I've got the wrong, that's not the map. Anyway, we'll check out when we get out. We can't take you in for this one, so we're going to go in. We'll tell you all about it, and we'll remember the new name as well. So, yeah, let's go into the Colony. Right then, guys. So we have just come out of the Colony. This year's Colony Dystopia. First of all, that attraction is absolutely beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, stunning. Visually stunning.
Really long as well.
Yeah, it's probably one of the longer I think I've done. Like, my knees hurt.
Yeah, it's really long. And there's some really quality actors in there. We all got a few good jump scares, I'd say, in there.
We did, but we did get the G word.
Oh, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
But considering they spoke their entire whole language throughout all of it, that's not bad going.
Yeah, you've got to take your hat off for that.
Yeah, yeah, that was a really, really good run through of Colony Dystopia. I think that was really enjoyable. A great highlight here at purely just for how good it looks. There's real fire in there. It all looks real, not a bit of it looks fake, because it's all real stuff. But yeah, we thoroughly love it.
Can we just talk about the white room? That's amazing.
Oh my days. Go on, tell us about the white room.
Okay, so the white room just felt like we had died and gone to heaven, or maybe hell, I don't know. But it was a room that was entirely filled with smoke or fog, and it was just so bright. It was piercingly, eye-blindingly white. Yeah. And it was just...
You couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
No. And we all were like, what the fuck, where are we? And I think what made it even better is people just came out of nowhere and they just looked you in the face like these creatures.
That was so good.
Yeah, that was one of my favourite rooms, really good. Right, that was awesome. The Colony was great. Let's go off to our next attraction. Right then, guys, so... We are about to go through our next attraction, which is the Cellar. Now, like we say, each year the sort of attractions have a bit of a new theme. This year, the Cellar is imprisoned and it's been extended. It's mad that two of the attractions here have been extended when they're massively long anyway. The Cellar is sort of like one of the favourites for years, isn't it?
Yeah, but did you not just realise where we are? We're currently in a cage.
That's a good point, because we are now imprisoned there. To sort out the group, they've put us in full-on cages.
Yeah.
That's kind of unnerving, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it does say in prison, so at one point I thought we were going to be in prison, and obviously it's just now. I'm looking forward to seeing how much it's changed, because this has been... I want to say this has been the iconic house here for years, since... I think it first came to Tully's Farm in 2008, and I know it had a refam a couple of years ago, but it's going to be interesting to see how they do it this time.
We can't take you through for this one, but we'll chat to you as soon as we get out of the Cellar imprisoned. So then, guys, we have just come out of the Cellar. Like we say, it's been extended for this year, and it really has been extended. That imprisoned bit was pretty cool, wasn't it? It was sort of like...
Do you know what?
It's like other sort of attractions with the whole idea of fencing and strobe, but it's just been done so much better.
Yeah, so what I was going to say, it was so nice to not see harass fencing.
Yeah. It's like proper fencing.
Proper purpose-built maze.
People were hanging off it. Like, that's a stage.
Yeah, you know what? Down.
There was at least like 10 actors in just that one little section of the maze. Surely there's so many actors in there. I really enjoyed it. It sort of, like we say, it took a new route.
Yeah.
And that middle bit had different kind of music to the other house. It was a little bit different, but I think it was good. It was changed.
I like what you said. It was a house of cloth or something, because there's just so much
it's
cloth.
It's the house of creepy cloth in there.
Yeah.
That was probably a solid run through, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it.
I really liked it, because obviously it says extended, so for me I naturally just thought that would be at the end, not in the middle.
Oh, yeah, totally. So it takes you off guard, you go into a whole new place. The actors in there were awesome. Bendy. We had some bendy actors.
I do like how lengthy their mazes are.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of length.
Yeah, there's a lot of length here at Tully's Farm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's really awesome. Right, that was a fantastic run through that maze. We're going to go through our next one now, so let's see where we're going to go. Okay, so the next attraction we're going into is Twisted Clowns 3D. and we can take you for the ride on this one. So we're going to show you just a few snippets of this Twisted Trousers attraction.
Is that a squirrel?
It's not a squirrel.
Why have you got a squirrel on a stick? Why have you got a squirrel? Why the squirrel? Did you skin it yourself? Can I have 12? He skinned a squirrel. Is it not coming? Ah, oh,
it's as
very
soft,
soft
as my hair.
I don't, can I touch it?
What about you?
Yeah, you definitely smell.
Give it a good sniff. She smells.
Hello!
She's got a very big nose.
Right then, guys, so we just got out of Twisted Clowns 3D, which was fun. I'd say it's probably one of the least scarier houses here. It's more just a case of madness fun, really,
madness.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I like the 3D effect.
Especially in the Trommel. 3D Trommel's pretty cool.
It's probably the best Trommel I think I've ever done with a 3D.
Yeah, definitely.
What's a Trommel?
Well, tunnel, you know, a vortex tunnel.
Is that what it's called, a Trommel?
That's Trommel. What we call it. Yeah. Ah. Trommel. Vortex. It has a few names. Other brands are available. but it was good. Again, long attraction. It's quite long. It was good. There's lots of levels. You had to duck down. You felt big at one point. You felt tiny at another point.
I would say that's the most actors we've seen in an attraction.
There were a lot of actors in there. I would say that for everywhere, though, in fairness. Nowhere short of actors. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of actors in there. But yeah, I would say it's probably the least scary. But I suppose Clowns Mazes are, really. They're the least scary. Yeah. This is probably going to be one of the most scary for Hannah, because I think next we are going to go into the Chop Shop. Hannah, are you excited about going in the Chop Shop?
Are you ready for it? I don't think I'm ever excited about going in the Chop Shop, but yeah, looking forward to
it. It's not because it's bad, it's brilliant. It's just because there's loads of bloody chainsaws.
There's too many, I think.
Yeah, and
honestly,
you're not a fan.
I think one, maybe two is enough.
Okay, and that's coming from someone with a phobia of chainsaws. So, let's go and do the Chop Shop, and we'll let you know what it's like as soon as we get out. Let's go. Right then, guys, so we have just come out of a Chop Shop here at Trolley's Farm Shop Oktoberfest. I really loved it. It was really good. It is, after you go through the first few set scenes, it is just the same thing over and over again. But if you're scared of chainsaws, then that is going to terrify you. We went in with a bunch of Justin Bieber lookalikes. And they
caught them one day. One Direction.
Or 1D. They're all the same generic stuff. And they were literally cacking themselves. They ran off ahead. They literally darted for it. Guys, did you enjoy that?
Yeah. I mean, how did you feel about that, Hannah?
It's totally fine. I'm totally cool. That was great.
There's a puddle down. it's good. Like we say, it's a very smart technique, in the fact that the same actor can probably get you at three different points with this chainsaw. It's a simple yet effective maze. But the chainsaw, it's an old classic that I don't think is ever going to die. It's always as effective as it always has been.
It's because it's the most terrifying thing ever.
In the world. Okay, awesome. Right, let's keep going. Let's go over to our new attraction, next attraction. We're having an awesome time here at Trolley's Oktoberfest, by the way. Legit awesome time. The park is just another thing. It's an absolute beast. If you want to see a few snippets of the event, remember, check over on our YouTube channel for Scarecam, where we've got just a few visuals of the overall atmosphere here at Trolley's world-famous Shocktoberfest. Right then, guys, so the next attraction we're going to do is, it's Vixie, but it's in Roman numerals, so
Vixie.
5-1,
me and Hannah still think you're saying that wrong.
But the people up the top called it Vixie.
Maybe that's like just their shortened word for it.
Maybe.
I still think it's called...
On here, it's in Roman numerals, and it's V-I-X-I. But anyway, We're going to go in. I think this is their Helements, which is their hooded maze. So we're going to go in and check it out. We've had some very bad experiences with hooded mazes so far this season. We're naming no names. But I know that some of them really, really haven't been able to hit their peak. So, right, let's go in to Vixie. I'm calling it Vixie. Why not? Right then, guys, so we've just come out of Vixie, which is basically their Helements maze, with a nice little added extra at the end. I think it was worth it for the extra bit at the end. You're not a fan of hooded mazes, are you?
No.
Yeah. So just nothing whatsoever. The ending was all right. The sort of Hannah's shaking her head because you don't like hooded mazes. Sean?
So that wasn't new. That was there last year.
Oh, what? Well, I see. Yeah. We didn't come last year. Hooded mazes, yay or nay?
I think they've taken their course now. Time to remove the hood.
Literally, yeah. Hooded mazes, not so much. Oh, we've got a guy who's come to sit down with us because we're in the big top here at the Circus of Horrors to watch. To watch the Circus of Horrors. They're here in town for the horror run at Tully's Choctoberfest. So, yeah, we're going to watch the Circus of Horrors and then we've got a few more attractions to go through. So, let's keep going. So the Circus of Horrors was really awesome. We just had a quick chat about it over on Scarecam, but we basically said it was really fun. A good 20-minute show. It's on the hour every hour here at Tully's Farm for the Shocktoberfest. And Hannah, you're saying that it's not the usual cast as such, so it means that there's more curiosities to see.
More curiosities to see. I like the way that was worded. No, I really, really enjoyed it. I really did. And I thought some of the girls were a bit sexier this time.
Oh, yeah. What was awesome as well is the fact that there's so much to do here. You literally have to get to Tully's Farm at opening and go at closing because there's so much. Not many events in the UK have a proper sit-down stage show, do they?
No,
it was nice to see. This is the first time they've done it. So, yeah.
It was awesome. Hopefully that'll come years to come as well. So, right, let's go into the Creepy Cottage. We'll let you know what it's like when we get out. Right then, guys. So we've just come out of the Creepy Cottage, which is billed as the least scary here, which is probably right, isn't it? It is the least scary.
But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Last year, it was my most scariest.
At some points, did you get some real scares last year?
Yeah, but also, actually, I want to say, I think it's because there was quite a few people with us going through.
Oh, we had the lead singer of E17 in front of us. So.
If we went through as three, I think we would have been shit scared because the way the actors were hiding and they had like in their little spots, like there were people just sat in chairs just in the corner of a really tight corridor, but I thought they were props, and it wasn't until I saw them move in front of me that they were actors. And also likewise, wasn't there a guy like in the ceiling?
Yeah, that was quite good actually. He was quite high up.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
in toilets that aren't scared of using lots of different levels, which are good.
No.
But it does go to show that depending on who you're with, it can hinder your group. Hannah, you are behind some right douche canoe.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard going through in a large group anyway. But then when the people that are leading the group are making snidey comments about the actors, and, you know, someone was crying out, he wants your soul. And they kept going, he wants my son, you what? And it's like, it just ruins it for the rest of the group. Yeah. And, you know, you want to turn around to these people and go, you're not the only people here.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, that's idiots. But the set's always good, it all looks good. And in fairness, the groups haven't actually been that big tonight, in fairness. Compared to some events we've done, they're actually relatively standard size.
Probably the biggest group I've gone through Creepy Cottage in, though. Yeah. I think there was 12.
Yeah.
Fun fact, when I used to work here, I used to work on the Creepy Cottage, and we were to capacity, which was about, at the time when Tully's was fairly smallish, I think it was about 4,000. So we were at capacity at 4,000 people. And I remember at once, the Creepy Cottage queue line was about an hour or two. And I remember they just said, free flow. No, it was like literally a conga line throughout the whole. And literally it took about half an hour for that line to go down as a conga line. That's how the actors must have had such a hard time that night. But like I say,
But at least tonight, like I say, other than that attraction where the group seemed a little bigger, because it is a very tight, smallish attraction as well. It's quite short compared to the rest, because it's the oldest, it's the one that's the least scariest, that sort of thing. I mean, I had a good run, but I wasn't behind some douche canoe. But other than that, all the other attractions have been really good. We're going to go to our last attraction now, which is the Coven attraction. And that's the... It's now called the Village Coven of 13. So, yeah, let's go through our last attraction. Woo. Let's go. I just pressed record as you said that. You like the witch burning bit in Coven?
Yeah, I really liked the witch burning bit. I thought it was really clever.
But did you... Do you know what was there before?
That was like a wind machine, wasn't
it? And I think the wind thing was much better ending than that.
Than that. I think that would have been a good scene. So basically, we're talking about the last attraction we've just done, guys, at Coven, the village of Coven 13. It's still enjoyable. It's still, again, everything's set really nice here. Yeah. It's all real. It's all looks very, very good. I think that does need a better ending, but it looks good as a scene, but there's no impactful ending for it.
And they have their own language, which is, again, amazing.
Yeah. I will say, a lot of Trolley's Farm... They don't use a lot of English. It's each attraction uses its own sort of language, which is cool because
everything except the hayride has used its own language.
Yeah, true actually, which is different to anywhere else. Use, I think.
I think it's kind of Greek. Is it not Greek?
The Chop Shop used English.
Oh yeah, Chop Shop used English as well. Yeah, but still an enjoyable attraction. Like I say, it didn't pack the punches that some others do, but I know they do give them sort of different fear ratings as well. But we enjoy that. Coven 13. Let's wrap up the whole evening, guys. So, obviously, Tullish Oktoberfest is world famous. They've got seven horror mazes, one haunted hayride, and one proper sit-down performance show, which, like we said earlier, not many places in the UK at all, I think, do that. Which is awesome. It's something else to do. Two food courts, two live stages for bands, theatre, street theatre all the way round,
rides.
Two shops,
rides,
literally
a bar,
two bars, anything you want out of a Scream Park, Shocktoberfest delivers.
Candy floss,
popcorn, fire, sexy nurses. What else? Sexy nurses. Sean. Sexy Sean. So, yeah, long story short, the Tully Shocktoberfest has everything you need. I've had a fantastic night. Guys, you had a good time?
I loved it.
I think it's one of those things that, like, if you've never done Tully's Farm, you have to do Tully's Farm.
Definitely.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast have been to Tully's Farm before. Absolutely. And if you haven't, then obviously by our reactions, you will want to come.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the attractions are more scary than others. I'm going to say at any point I've been weeing myself, but they're all fun scares. But as an overall package, it is just a beast, isn't it, this place?
Yeah, it's just massive. And just the sheer, efficiency that goes into
It's just organising
an event like this. It's just outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were saying this is a... This is like a snowball that just keeps rolling,
getting bigger and bigger. It actually has proper, even when there's little game stand areas, it's all built proper, like a proper ghost town, which is what it's called, ghost town. Wrapping this up, guys, this has been a fantastic night. A huge thank you to Trolley Shocktoberfest, Stuart, everyone on the team. Such a huge team with Scream Park Entertainment as well. So I'm going to send it back into the studio where I can wrap this episode up and let you know all the details on how you can get your tickets from Tully's Shocktoberfest.
You're listening to Skeptrack.
So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you to listening, and a huge thank you to the Tully Shocktoberfest team for inviting us down and letting us have a fantastic time on all of your attractions. As you could tell from the audio there, we had an absolutely fantastic time. Guys, this event does sell out and sells out quick, so make sure you get your tickets before you miss out. Go to www.shocktoberfest.co.uk to get your tickets now. Guys, we had an absolutely fantastic time. Make sure you tell us when you're having a fantastic time as well over on our social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Of course, just search for Scaretrack. We love to interact with you guys during the Halloween period. We're also on TikTok now, which used to be Musical.ly. I'm not sure if anyone knows about this, but it's huge in the States, and it's kicking off here as well. So just search for Scaretrack Hannah. Hannah is our resident TikToker over here on the podcast. Like I said earlier, guys, if you liked what you heard on the podcast, make sure you check out our Scare Cam episode from Tully's Farm and all the other events we've got on our YouTube channel. Just search for Scare Track Scare Cam or go to youtube.com/ScareTrack. We've had a few emails, people asking if we're going to go into full-time YouTube and ditch the podcast. No, of course we're not. We're the only people in the UK that do on-location audio. I think in Europe, maybe even the world, because there's only very few episodes I've heard from a US podcast actually doing on location audio. So guys, what we do, I think you guys enjoy it. You've been supporting us for years now, so a huge thank you to you guys. So this is our main home here on the podcast, so be sure to stick with us and be subscribing to iTunes and Stitcher and Podbean and whatnot. But there's no harm in checking out a few videos now and again too, is there? So make sure you check out Scare Camp over on the YouTube page. Guys, a huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.